trying to lead a nursery these days. It's a widespread issue of low funding. I would suspect that it's countrywide. We have a major deficit, basically. We've got 16 families attending us at the moment, and it's very, very low. The birth rate was very low, so we have very few attending children. And the KCC, the government funding that we get for our 3 and 4 year olds, is $4.45 an hour. We get a little extra for that because we have a graduate on board, and we're in an area of deprivation. For our 2 year olds, we get £5.02 for those children. And our hourly rate, if we have any children who don't get funded, is £5.50 an hour. So it doesn't even cover the wages of obviously the 5 staff that we have here. Obviously trying to pay rent, because we're a charity base, so we're a non-profit as well. We have to pay rent on the hall that we hire, and obviously we have to do learning journals for the children and so on. And sometimes that means that the staff have to do overtime because there isn't enough hours in the day to care for these children, give them the high level of teaching that they require and deserve. Well, by Christmas, the deficit we have, if we don't have rent relief from the Community Hall Trust that we have asked for, the deficit is approximately £7,000. And obviously we have no way of raising that. We had a family fun day in the summer. We hold Christmas craft days. We sell cakes that the staff donate. We do everything that we can to try to boost the funds that we have. We do depend on our parents a lot, and as we work in an area of deprivation, you know, that can be quite tricky sometimes. We are a major supporting asset for the community, a safe, nurturing learning space for the children. It's not just a nursery to the people who work here. We actually live, sleep and breathe it. It'll be a great loss to the community to lose a vital support network like we provide. We'd all just be devastated to lose the families, to let the families down who depend on us, you know, not to be able to work in this environment. You don't do it without passion. And obviously the passion that we have is not going to go away just because we're under threat. They build attachments to all the staff here and to each other. I don't really know where it does leave them. A lot of the parents who bring their children to us are actually full-time workers, and they depend on us to be sort of open at 8:30 in the morning until 3:30. I just wish that maybe we could be celebrated for having that passion, rather than sort of, it feels like we're being punished all the time. There's never enough money, and it's actually quite a scary environment. We're meant to be here for the little ones. You know, they're the grown-ups of the future.